This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. The missiles on our land. New research reveals growing risks of America's land-based nuclear missiles. Happened to the fields of amber waves of grain in Colorado, Wyoming, Nebraska, Montana, and North Dakota that feed so many, as well as the area's population, should a concerted nuclear attack occur in those same fields housing silos of intercontinental ballistic missiles, or ICBMs. New research by Princeton University's Program on Science and Global Security, in collaboration with others, presents the risks associated with the new U.S. Sentinel nuclear-armed land-based ICBMs. The new research is published in the December issue of Scientific American under the title, "The Missiles on Our Land: Confronting the Risks of America's Land-Based Nuclear Missiles." For those familiar with the Department of Energy nuclear weapons complex, or those that want to learn about it, the series provides a concise yet multi-level review of the relationships between the military-industrial complex, nuclear weapons, and missile silo sites, and the potential harm from replacing 400 Minuteman III ICBMs with the new, more powerful Sentinel ICBMs. Replacing Minuteman III's with the Sentinels draws a larger target with larger environmental and public health consequences, including from radioactive fallout. Sebastian Philippe with Princeton's program described just how severe those environmental and public health consequences would be. He said, quote, "According to my models, a concerted nuclear attack on the existing U.S. silo fields would annihilate all of life in the surrounding regions and contaminate fertile agricultural land for years. Minnesota, Iowa, and Kansas would also probably face high levels of radioactive fallout. Acute radiation exposure alone would cause several million fatalities across the U.S. if people get advance warning and can shelter in place for at least 4 days. Without appropriate shelter, that number could be twice as high. Because of great variability in wind directions, the entire population of the contiguous U.S. and the most populated areas of Canada, as well as the northern states of Mexico, would be at risk of lethal fallout. More than 300 million people in total. The inhabitants of the U.S. Midwest and of Alberta, Saskatchewan, Manitoba, and Ontario in Canada could receive outdoor whole-body doses of radiation several times higher than the minimum known to result in certain death," end quote. The multimedia format of Missiles on Our Land includes a five-part investigative podcast by Ella Weber entitled, quote, "The Missiles on Our Res," end quote, about the only Native American tribal nation hosting nuclear weapons. To learn more, visit missilesonourland.org. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, visit our website at nuclearactive.org. Also, listen to all our podcasts anytime, wherever you get your podcasts.